Hello, friends. Welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from Los Angeles with the Conscious Life Expo and being simultaneously transmitted by the magic of electronics to KKNW on 1150 AM in Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I have a wonderful lady with me right now. Her name is Anna Ramondi, and I just want to make a few announcements, and then we'll go right to her interview. Purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I wanted to tell everyone that from April 12th to the 14th, 2019, I'll be having my fifth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference with some famous and well-known healers, psychics, and UFO people. The cost for the conference is just $125, and it will be located at 9101 Silicon Road in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of Seattle. For more information, please see our conference website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. We'll be having Tony Rodriguez with the Secret Space Program, Shirlene and Erling, the twin UFO space sisters who've been on many benevolent ET craft, and they'll be talking about their experiences, as well as Dr. Carl Rocha, a famous naturopathic physician from the Bahamas, and Joe Anthony, who's a well-known astrologer. With that, I'd like to welcome Anna Ramondi to my show. Thank you so much, Anna, for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to, you're a clairvoyant, and you channel messages of love and hope from Mother Mary, as well as healing, and you gain a guidance, insight, and direction for your soul's path. You're a regular guest in Dr. Oz discussing the other side and lectures around the country. Your website is www.anna, R-A-I, M as Mary, O-N as Nancy, D-I.com. Anna, how did you get in touch with the other side? What happened?
I am a born medium. So it wasn't anything that I had to learn. It was just part of my life. I was very fortunate in that I chose parents that would foster the gift, even though they were hardcore Roman Catholics, and at the time this wasn't accepted, they still recognized who I was on a soul level and let me expand.
That's wonderful. I was raised Roman Catholic, too, and I was very lucky. My foster mother was a master psychic, Carrie, who used to work for the Seattle area police department. So for me, it's been normal talking to the other side for many decades. It's funny sometimes, but it's...
Yeah, you know, as a child, I didn't understand because I thought everybody was, you know, and so people would come to me and say, what are you picking up around me? My attitude was, what are you picking up around you? Or what are your kids picking up around you? So I never really, you know, thought it was anything that... anybody else couldn't do, and I still believe that. I still believe that everybody could tap in. It's just a matter of moving out of fear.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to open up your mind to the miracles. Mm-hmm. And they do occur, and the angels are there
to
help you.
Not only your mind, you have to open up your heart to tap into that universal love, which is God. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the miracles don't have to be these major things like walking on water. It could be the small miracles that make you understand that we're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's absolutely right. Tell us some fascinating stories of experiences you've had with talking to the other side.
One of my favorite stories is a couple of years ago, I was pulling into my garage between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I saw a young man, but he wouldn't talk to me. And over the course of a couple of weeks, he kept appearing to me. And I thought, okay, you know, I don't know what you're here for. I kept saying to him, I'll help you, but I can't help you unless you communicate with me. He wasn't communicating. After Christmas, I was putting away some of the Christmas things in the attic where there is no wind tunnel. It's in my bedroom. And it's a walk-up attic, and the door shut. And so I came downstairs where my husband and son were playing video games two flights below. And I told them that I didn't think it was funny they were shutting the door, and they looked at me like I was crazy, because they weren't. I went back upstairs, I came down again and recognized it was this young man, and I said to him, listen, you can't scare me. It's not in my contract with the universe, okay? I will help you if I can. Either can you communicate with me now or you have to leave. And he proceeded to tell me that I live in Connecticut, that he had a car accident on 95, and his girlfriend at the time was pregnant. And he gave me some messages for her, one of which was that he was Greek Orthodox and he wanted the baby baptized. So I have no idea who this man is. I don't know who this woman is. And I went to get my hair done a couple of weeks after that, and the woman who's doing my hair is telling me that her friend died on 95 around Thanksgiving. And I say to her, oh, sit down. Is his girlfriend pregnant? And she said, yeah. And I'm actually going to a memorial for him. I said, okay, well, here's the message. Can you please go over to the woman and ask her if she has a locket on with his hair in it, which I don't know. I don't have to walk around with a locket with my husband's hair. So it was pretty specific. And you could discuss with her this whole baptism thing if you want. And so she went over to this woman at the memorial, and she said, I need to ask you a strange question, but do you have a locket on with hair from your boyfriend in it? And she said, I do. And she said, well, he would laugh like you to baptize the baby. And this woman was Jewish, and she said, I love him, but the answer is no. Even from the other side, I'm not taking direction. So I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, funny. Wow.
So they come even though I may not know who they're coming for, which, is interesting. Of course, I see clients every day, and they're sitting across from me, and I can pinpoint their relatives to them. But it's kind of cool when I don't know who it's for.
Interesting. Wow. I'm tempted to ask you whether you see any spirits around me today with any messages.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. Okay. There's a man behind you. His name begins with an R. And he loves you very much. And he's saying, I'm sorry for some of the things I did that got in the way of your process and your youth. But you turned out okay. You turned out okay. And he loves you very much. Very, very much. There's a woman with an E name as well. So I think his name is Ray.
That's my dad, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a woman with an E name as well. So I don't know if that's your mother or...
That's my mother, yeah.
Uh-huh. And she's passed as well?
Yeah.
Was she a little off balance in some way? Yeah. Because she feels like she was very off. You know, very off. But she's done with that. She's over that. She's in a better place. And they're moving more and more every day into their peace. But they're giving the peace to you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, so they come through with love.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. Do you have pets that come through as well?
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah. Pets come through all the time. What I find amazing is I'll be doing a reading with someone, and I'll be talking about their relatives who have passed and their dry eyes. I bring up a pet, and the tears start flowing. We're so attached to our pet. It's unconditional love.
You know, I have to tell you, you've got a beam of white light coming through the top of your top crown chakra right now. I can see it. And your whole top of your head lit up in the last couple of minutes.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you for that.
If you were in the studio, then my viewers could see it. We do broadcast it on YouTube, but I can see it right now. This is on audio. But, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of angelic. Actually, the whole room is kind of lighting up a little bit. Yeah. You know, this hotel probably would save money on electricity if they just employed angels to give them their light.
Well, that's a concept. Maybe we should put that out there. Call the angels into your home, and you won't need electricity.
Anna, as you know, the vibrations of this planet have been rising rapidly for the past, since 2016, the human residence has gone way, way up. Do you see that continuing, and do you see us shifting into the fourth and fifth dimension one of these years soon?
Yeah, I absolutely see it. Some of the messages from Mary certainly suggest that. But we need to turn. We need to turn to the source. We need to turn to God. We need to get away from all this other nonsense that holds us down at the base level so that we can move, higher up on that vibrational grid. But we're moving toward it. I feel like people are more aware than they ever were of their spirituality. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about, walking with that flame inside of you and knowing that it's burning and trying to share it with other people. We always hear about all the bad stuff,
right?
Which is why I don't watch the news.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's the spreading of the positive and the wonderful that will help raise our vibration. And learning how to really treat ourselves as people and our and the people we come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This goes back to my interviews earlier with Kimberly Meredith and Dr. Jaffe just a few minutes ago, and also applies to your interview, too. It's a quote from Professor Einstein, who he wrote this letter called The Bomb of Love. And if he had to do his life over again, he would have created a bomb of love that, when dropped, would have spread love and understanding and harmony throughout the whole world rather than destruction. But he's here now, and he's I'll send this to you if you like. But it fits in very well with what you're saying. Yeah.
But the bomb of love is all around us. It has been dropped. It's always been dropped. We've always existed in this bomb of love. It's the recognition of it and bringing it into our consciousness that's so important.
Beautiful. Tell me a little bit about Mother Mary and her messages as well.
Well, you know, I first saw Mary when I was 5 and recognized who she was in a very childlike innocence, but I also recognized that she belonged to me and only me. She was my personal Mary. You know, she came to me looking as a young girl, but she was my personal Mary. Now she, through me and many others, she wants the world to know that she's here for every one of us. She doesn't just belong to one club. And she wants us to go to her as the mother. She's telling us that if we turn to God, we turn to prayer, we turn to compassion and recognize that we are all one from one creator, we will raise the vibration higher and higher and higher. There'll be no going back. We should have hope for peace. You know, it's about moving out of our egos in this fight for supremacy on every level, where we can finally reach the level of the God consciousness.
Absolutely. And there's several things, I think, for people to keep in mind as well, to always follow your heart, love, mind, rather than your logical third density mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the two work hand in hand,
right.
And there's a piece, it's mind, body, spirit, but your heart, your soul, is where your happiness resonates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the happiness that you feel in connection to the spirit world and to other people's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And your gut and your intuitive sense. It's there. Don't deny it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what about your parents? Did they come to accept your views, or did they slowly learn like you did about the other side?
My parents always accepted me.
Okay.
From the get-go. No matter what anybody said, they always accepted me. Recently, my mother ran into a friend of the family who's a Monsignor. And, you know, she gets very upset because she doesn't know what they're going to say about me. And he went over to her and he said, "So, is Anna still talking to the angels?" And she said, "Well, she talks to more than the angels." And he's like, "I know." And she said, "Well, what do you think about that?" And he said, "Everybody has a talent. And she's walking in the way of God, so God bless her."
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm a Catholic priest.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So they always accepted me.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a problem. You know, we choose our parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this lifetime, I had to be with people who were going to be able to support me in my gift.
Right. How about your husband and family? Do they support you in this? Do they? Are they aware of? Oh, they are. Well, there's your husband. Well, what do you know?
Yeah, here he is. No, yeah, they support me. I think that sometimes they don't really understand, you know, but it's hard to explain what's going on in your soul.
Right.
But definitely support.
Well, and that's good, because a lot of couples I see today when I do readings, sometimes one spouse is advancing spiritually and wanting to learn more and more about spiritual things, and the other spouse wants to stay in their density, which is their choice, nothing against it, but then there's no opportunity to grow together if they don't want to learn each other.
Well, we're pulled together for a reason. I mean, the universe knows what it's doing. My husband is a mathematician, so he's very black and white, you know. And I think that he grounds me from being in, you know, that woo-woo zone, and I pull him into that place.
Actually, there's opportunities for him if you'd like to expand into the fifth and higher dimensions in mathematics. Because there's multidimensional mathematics in the higher dimensions, which are just as valid as the third dimension, but you go in and explain things. You can explain miracles and all kinds of stuff. Well, I'll have to talk to you after the show. I'll bring in my friend, Professor Einstein, to talk to you for a little while. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's really, we're an interesting duo.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, I think that you're more open to moving forward, right? Yeah, he's saying yes.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a nice chap.
Yeah, he's nice.
Tell me, Anna, if you're doing a reading for someone or you talk to someone and you see something negative happening to them in the future, how do you couch that? How do you tell them that? Do you give them choices or how do you?
Well, I'm not a psychic.
Okay.
So I don't predict the future because I believe that we have such strong free will that, and because I'm a hypnotherapist, I don't like to plant the seed for the power of suggestion.
Okay.
But I see things in the near future.
Okay.
And my information comes from the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm seeing. Sometimes it's, you know, don't go to this place because in some way it will reduce your credibility as something else. You know, whatever,
sure.
As an example.
Yeah.
But I don't predict 5 years out.
Okay.
Like
okay. Do you do lotto numbers?
I wish. I wish. Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, as a psychic, when I see sometimes negative things from people's futures, I always give choices. I say,
mm-hmm.
if you do this and this, if you do this, this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can avoid it if you want. It's your choice. It's all
Absolutely.
Free will.
Absolutely. You know, and I will say things like this, like that. But, you know, the bottom line is it's free will.
I have to ask you another question. The spirits are getting me this. Do you see things happening short-term, like for the country, for the planet, in your work? And would you like to share anything today?
Well, especially for the planet.
Okay.
You know, and Mary talks about this. We have so disrespected Pachamama. We have so disrespected Mother Earth that it's time, if we don't want this rebellion coming from her to continue, we need to start respecting the Earth. I mean, it's... God created it, so we need to respect that. And that will change. I mean, we're making strides toward it.
This rebellion you mentioned, is that the climatic change happening?
Mm-hmm.
The sub-zero freakish weather we have in the Midwest and the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
about extremely cold conditions. But we have a choice, don't we? If we treat Mother Earth better, we won't have to endure these rapid temperature changes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And maybe we wouldn't have as many hurricanes and tornadoes. I mean, they're popping up in places they never popped up before. You know, it's almost, it's the angry earth. So we can, you know, send love to the earth and take care and you know, and do what is good for the environment to help her heal. There's always healing.
Right.
Always, always, never give up on that.
Right. I have found in my own work, Anna, that as time goes on this decade, more and more people are waking up. All the time.
Oh,
people,
wow.
I wouldn't even dream of it anymore. But.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm on the Dr. Oz show. He's a medical doctor,
uh-huh.
you know, and here I am a medium, you know, and he's awakened to it,
uh-huh.
you know, and I think that he's symbolic of what's going on across people who are more scientific, maybe, more black and white.
Sure.
You know, they're kind of looking up to God and saying, this is what we're all about.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't, nothing else has worked. So how else are we going to heal personally, collectively, globally?
I think for a lot of scientists, their fields are good, but only for the third dimension. And there's all kinds of other knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's not too woo-woo. It's just simply in a higher dimension. That's
oh, absolutely.
All. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think they're opening up more and more, and they're also becoming spokespeople for it. You know, in this culture, we recognize higher education. And so, you know, a doctor is highly educated, coming through from a doctor, you know, which is why I think Evan Alexander had his experience.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, because
right. yeah.
he had, he had a platform to speak on, to
sure.
bring credibility to this.
Sure.
You know, this is not coincidence. This
right.
is not random. This
right.
is very well thought out by the universe and God.
Absolutely. Well, I think in the future... We will truly have a paradise here on Earth, and that's what we're creating right now.
Yeah, and Mary says it will be. It will absolutely, it will be. We just can't worship the golden calf.
Well, that's true. That's true. And you know what Jesus did to all the money changers, too? He threw them all out of
mm-hmm.
the market.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay to make money. It's not good to worship it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good to worship the things you have. You know, you can afford them, you buy them, and you're good, and you give to other people. It's all wonderful. But when you start to worship and feel that you're above because of what you own, not a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's almost like selling your soul.
What if people make the right choices, how soon do you think this paradise is going to come? 3 to 5 years? Longer? Less?
Well, you know, it has to spread globally. So it just can't be in the United States.
Right.
You know, and look what's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we kicked God out of everything. So, you know, it has to be global, and it has to be the recognition that there is no perfect way to connect to God, no perfect religion, but we're all one.
Right.
Once that happens, so I don't know how long that will take. I think there's a movement toward it now, which is, I think, is absolutely beautiful.
Right, exactly. Well, we could devote a whole program on how God was taken out of the schools and taken mm-hmm. out of government. It was mostly taken out by the ACLU, but I'm not going to go there today. This is a spiritual program. What kinds of things are you working on now, Anna? It's just your subjects you're interested in or researching.
Well, right now I'm just open to whatever Spirit has to bring forward. I am doing a series of readings and appearances on the East Coast, which people can find out from my website. I'm also doing a wonderful retreat in Italy called La Bella Vita. So finding the beauty of your soul, of your person.
I love the name.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. But I kind of live in total surrender to God.
Okay.
So what God brings me, I explore, I go into. You know, it's brought me a lot of peace to live that way, and a lot of enlightenment and awakening. So I suggest it to everybody.
Wow. Where is your conference or your retreat going to be and the dates, and where can people find out more information about it? Sounds wonderful.
You can find out information about me at annaraimondi.com and everything that I'm doing and the events that I'm doing, at least from now until the end of the spring on the East Coast. The retreat is in Todi, Italy. And again, it's Anna.
What's that near, by the way?
It's about an hour and 15 minutes north of Rome.
Okay.
And you, as I said, it's at Anna, AnnaRaimondi.com.
Okay. And when will the retreat be?
That is September 19th, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. So it's, and I also do live readings on Facebook.
You do?
I do. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to do that without talking to people. It's very fast. Very fast. But I try to do them once a week, once every other week, so people can like my Facebook page.
So how does that work? You open up your Facebook page, and be sure to tell people your Facebook page so they can
okay.
do it. And then they just shoot you, they write you a question, and then you're there live, right back.
But it goes really fast. Because, you know, I have usually a couple thousand people on at one time, and it goes really, really fast. I read the questions, I get Spirit answers. Sometimes I feel it before the questions. And if they just go to Anna Raimondi, again, AnnaRaimondi on Facebook, they can, and they follow me, they'll be told when the next live reading will be.
That's wonderful. Wow. I'm having such a good time today. I've had such wonderful people, including yourself here, sharing all this wonderful spiritual information. We've got a couple minutes left, and I'd love for you to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Well, this has been wonderful. You know, I hope that all your listeners are able to take from this interview the feeling of love that God gives and be able to surrender and open up their hearts in whatever way their soul wants them to do that.
Wow, wonderful.
And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I really enjoyed this interview. It's been a real joy here at the Conscious Life Expo. And will you be speaking here as well?
I will. I will be on a panel at 4:30 today, and I have a workshop tomorrow at 4:30.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, if you are in the Los Angeles area, please come down to the Conscious Life Expo. It's a fantastic experience with lots of beautiful and talented spiritual people that could change your life and meet people you'll never forget. Well, Anna, thank you so much again for coming today. It's been just really nice. And we're waiting for my next guest now. And so we'll bring on Lori. We'll bring Lori on now. I have another guest at now Kelly. Yeah, that's fine. I'd love to bring Lori on there. So anyway, Anna, thank you so much for coming on my show today. You do beautiful work. And, Harold, I'm going to give you a present, by the way. Copy of my book here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, messages from Professor Einstein, President Kennedy. They tell me to give it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and any questions, just feel free to send me an email.
Thank you so much.
Okay, great to meet you.
You too.
All righty. Okay, great. Thanks so much, Anna. Really appreciate it. Okay, all right. Bye-bye. Bye. We're waiting on Kelly Gallagher from Near Death Experience, who's an award-winning documentary filmmaker and founder of Jam and Planet Productions. But Kelly's running late, and an angel just brought Lori Spanga into the studio here, and she must have been psychic and knew that my next guest at 3:30 would be running late. So an angel just brought her in, and she just appeared. So otherwise, I would have dead air. Lori, it's great to see you.
Hi, Ted. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, thanks for that hug. It's so great to see you, too. I'm glad to be here.
Great.
Perfect timing.
Great. Well, you couldn't have picked a better time. In 25 words or less, what kind of work do you do? And I'm just kidding, but you have your own.
I can do that with you. I can give you 25 words or less.
Okay.
For more than 20 years, I've been helping humans and animals to come into alignment with Source through using intuitive guidance, channeling, multidimensional channeling, animal communication telepathy, and energy healing. Really, it's all about coming into alignment with divine source and unity, connection with our inner source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Wow, that's amazing. And you've got a radio show too, don't you?
Yeah, well, I've been doing a radio show. I actually released it this year. I let go of that radio show. I was just finding I was wanting to make more space for some other things. My schedule was so booked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And following my own higher guide, it was time to make space for something new, which is on the horizon, which I'm super excited about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a television show or?
Well, it definitely involves more media. So okay. I can't really fully disclose
yet.
Sorry. But it's all good and all really exciting. And it's really just about helping the rest. It's really what we're ready for now, as you know, is another wave of being starting to wake up with even more consciousness. So the masses are going to really need some good support from some people who are ready to help, you know, support with the light and to help them to understand what's really going on. Because this is not, I think as we're all going to see within the next year, more clearly that it's no longer just like woo-woo. It's really becoming evident to even those who in the past might have thought of this stuff as woo-woo.
Before she passed in October of 2014, Dolores Cannon was wonderful
mm-hmm.
psychic. I had a reading with her, must have been about 22 years ago, which
mm-hmm.
is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But she wrote about three waves of volunteers,
mm-hmm.
spiritual volunteers coming to
mm-hmm.
this planet. First off, there were the Marines, basically, who came here trying to raise consciousness. And
mm-hmm.
there was a second group and a third group after that.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned, would this be part of that third group of people coming now, or is it yet another third group?
Yeah,
right.
Third waivers, waking up. And that's scheduled, basically, in terms of linear timing for 2020. So that's not far away.
Okay. Are these souls who are going to wake up or going to be born?
No, they're already alive. Physical body. They're just the ones who were holding down the fort until we were all ready. So they had to hold down the third dimensional consciousness in the old systems and structure. Hey, Ted, I have the most awesome joke that was given to me from my own higher guidance to offer people. You will love this.
Okay.
And it's perfect for our timing on planet Earth right now.
It's not illegal, immoral, or fasting,
no.
is it? Okay.
You're going to love it. What happens when 1 billion light workers unplug from the government?
I can't wait for the answer.
It shuts down. This is what we can see, right? We're withdrawing our old energy. We're withdrawing our need to rely on old systems and structures. And those old systems and structures are losing the very life force that they have survived on.
Right.
And actually, the day before the government reopened, I worked with a group of four or five other really high consciousness light workers who channel energy to wherever it needs to go to help to support the planet. We don't put any of our own human intention into it. We just
mm-hmm.
anchor that light and channel that energy and frequency to wherever source wants it to go. And the day before the government reopened this time around. We were told just open the energy and let that travel there because people are being hurt by the shutdown.
Right, yeah.
And it's not meant to hurt people. We
right.
just need to channel some light because it's not getting any light anymore.
Right, right.
And the very next day, it opened.
Wow.
Wow. I thought that's fascinating.
Wow, that's right. Amazing.
Yeah.
I know in talking to Nostradamus, he said in the future, we will still have a government, Lori, but it'll be much smaller government than now. And it'll deal mostly with relationships between humanity on this planet and ETs beyond this planet.
Yeah.
But we'll need a smaller government because government won't be called to regulate everybody's behavior because people will be aware. They'll be self-regulating and they'll know how to act with each other. And they won't. You won't need the heavy-handed regulation police forces, basically,
yeah.
Sanctioning people for misbehaving. There will be a lot fewer people
yeah.
misbehaving.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I mean, we can sort of see that. It depends on what frequency of consciousness you're tuning into. So it's all perspective. It's like, what perspective are you seeing through and perceiving through? But if you're perceiving through my perspective, I really have done a lot of my own inner work to align myself with source consciousness and with star family races like Palladians and benevolent star beings in the non-physical realm. So the perspective that I'm seeing and perceiving through is that. It's like our reverse engineer. The future's already taken care of, but we're all waking up into it, starting to realize and come into alignment that that's already covered.
Yeah.
In other words, that we actually are already in a more benevolent universe. We already are governed by these benevolent star families. The malevolent star races have basically been removed from our reality, but it's up to us to wake up and come into that frequency of knowing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense, sure. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes total sense.
And it's available to us all. As we up-level, as we align with these higher frequencies, these higher states, higher relative, right? Higher, lighter frequencies of consciousness.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. That's all part of the divine plan.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, we really do know that essentially everything happens all at once. There is no linear time.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that all the states of reality that we really truly want to experience where you know, peace and love and consciousness and the systems and governmental support agencies and organizations that really are in service to the greater good of all with
right.
harm to none, that already exists. So what do we have to clear, heal, or resolve within ourselves as individuals and as groups and collectives that bring us into alignment with that, with those frequencies where that experience is already available, already happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening, and this is also going back to what Dolores Cannon was saying.
Yeah.
It really is like waves. I mean, where does one ocean begin, wave of an ocean begin, and another wave of an ocean take over, one wave collapses into another.
And it fits in with Professor Einstein's theory of quantum mechanics,
mm-hmm.
the wave theory.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's a beautiful time, and it's just if we're feeling any form of stress or anxiety or worry, those are just another form of energetics to show us where we're not aligned with those higher frequencies and higher timelines
mm-hmm.
where this is already happening and unfolding and revealing itself to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ted, you will love this. The other day I was working with Enoch, if you're
from I know Enoch.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And that's this massive download because I had been walking around the day before, like, being frustrated at astrology. Like, okay, we can't have all these malefic, not that they are malefic anymore, but there's like three benefic planets, like Sun, Venus, and Jupiter. And I'm like, our galaxy needs way more benevolence now, help. And I was told, well, you know, you have the Sirian star system and Palladian star system, and those are not planets, but they're affecting the frequencies of your galaxy. And I was like, it's not good enough. And so Enoch said in a chat, like a channeled information, that actually we would be discovering more benevolent planets that have really benevolent influences.
Wow.
That the future of quote unquote astrology will include. Just as, and he was explained to me, just as Vedic astrology does not take into account Neptune, Uranus, and at least one other planet, I can't remember which one because I'm not
Pluto.
Pluto.
Yeah.
And now Western astrology does take into account those, which are the evolutionary planets. So shall the future of astrology include new planets that are entirely benefic.
Well, there's actually, my galactic friends tell me, Laurie, that there are 40 planets in the solar system if you go into the other dimensions.
Oh, interesting. And so you're validating that,
yeah,
in a sense, even from my reality of what I received last night.
Well, they told me in the past that if we did have a nuclear war, that would affect all the other planets in the solar system and the Milky Way and the universe as well. So the supreme being or God of the creator is not going to let a nuclear war happen here. Sorry.
Yeah, I never ever picked up that that would ever be inevitable on our timelines, because these timelines just don't support those frequencies anymore.
Right.
And the reason why all this, we know this, the reason why all these old systems are collapsing is simply because there is not enough light to sustain the darkness anymore, or the shadow.
Right.
And the light is too high. The frequencies and the vibrations of love and peace is now too high for that to even. That's an inorganic timeline.
Right.
We call that an inorganic timeline. It's just not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very exciting.
I know that there was a book written by Dolores Cannon called "Messages from Conversations with Nostradamus" in the late 80s.
Yes.
They were published in 80s. Three volumes. That I read those when they first came out. I read them from front to cover. But what happened is that I started noticing that the timelines were shifting, because a Third World War was supposed to start in Bosnia and the Balkans in 1995, and then by 2005. A lot of American cities were supposed to be in the middle of this worldwide war. Many of them would have been destroyed by nuclear weapons. We're still alive. Those cities are untouched. And so I'm told that humanity made better choices as far as, and we've changed the timeline to a better future.
Because also what Nostradamus said was that it's all changeable. He said that over and over again, and even Dolores Cannon said that, and she, even in some of her videos before her passing, indicated that she was also aware that some of the things that were predicted didn't happen already, and that she could see and perceive that we had already up-leveled. And the other thing she said was that Nostradamus knew that he had indicated there were three, like, really malefic beings of our timeline. One of them was Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't call it that. He called it a flaming fire or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
My point is that the malevolence would lose to the people, the masses, who they dismissed as insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the light workers. That's us. That's the everyday people who from behind the scenes, through meditation, through prayer, through healing, through conscious conversation and dialogue, through awareness, that we have shifted it.
Isn't there a passage in the Bible that says the meek shall inherit the earth?
Yes. But that's what we're doing here, and that's what so much of what your radio show does, too, for the audience. You know, it's like helping people to awaken to these new higher truths and not allowing ourselves to be told these sort of lies and manipulations by the old global elites who have controlled the media up until now. Like, this is something they really can't control, your show and the free speech that does happen here that allows people to expand consciousness. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a great service that you do for this show.
Yeah, I really appreciate that.
And I know, I can see you're tired. You probably traveled a long distance to get here.
Well,
maybe not have enough sleep.
Well, if I just drink another 5 gallons of coffee, I'll feel totally normal. I'll feel fine.
Mm. Or maybe what you need is some really awesome energy healing.
Well,
some divine source energy.
Well, I have another presentation to give tonight at 8 p.m., so I have to get my energy up for that. But I'll be okay.
I don't know how much time we have, because I know there's another guest coming.
Well, we could do a little energy right here
that might help.
Well, thank you, Laurie. We have 15 minutes, and my other guest scheduled for this segment, Kelly Gallagher, a wonderful lady, has disappeared. It's funny, you know, when I came to the hotel, I asked for the press room, and they said, which one? We have 6 of them. So she could have gone to the other 5 if she gets this one. But that's okay. We'll keep talking. How does an energy healing work, Laurie?
Well, I know for me what I'm doing is I'm aligning myself with the original source, the clearest, purest, most original divine source of infinite consciousness, infinite wisdom, infinite love. Mm-hmm. And as I align myself with that, I ask that source to allow me to facilitate. And then I receive whatever source would like to provide for the person or animal I'm working with or the group. Mm-hmm. And so I'm listening, I'm using all of my multidimensional consciousness to receive the guidance that that person or those people or that animal or those animals need at that time. And then I translate, because there is a law of free will. The universal laws exist on a six-dimensional frequency, six-dimensional plane of existence. So I have to honor those laws. In fact, I would never even be able to align myself with source if I hadn't been able to work with the laws first. I've literally had laws of the six-dimensional plane come to me and say, I'm not willing to work with you yet. You need to go develop virtues. Or I've had laws come to me, and I've been like, why wasn't I aware of you before? And they've said, you didn't have the virtues, that I wasn't even interested in working with you. Because they're just the laws. They're not dancing around our ego. So in any case, there's laws that govern our reality, universal laws, which, by the way, laws of quantum science absolutely 100% agree with these laws, spiritual laws on the six-dimensional plane of existence. So once I honor those laws, which of course include free will, so source wants to do a healing for somebody, it gives me the words, it tells me what it wants to do, I translate that for the person or the animal telepathically if it's required, do it that way. As long as they consent and agree, then source is able to provide that healing. And I'm working in a way as source's witness, facilitator, channeler. And I'm not only just working with source. Sometimes I have star beings. I mean, I have worked with Palladians, Syrians, Arcturians. I work with angels, archangels, which are aspects of us.
Sure, right.
And, of course, ascended masters. They come. The more people or animals are gathered in my circles, or healing circles, or especially if I'm doing activations, DNA activations, the more beings come forward. It is amazing, Ted, how many beings come forward, and they all have messages, and they all have information, and they all have energy, they all have different frequencies.
Wow.
And so they're just, and they're thrilled for our awakening.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes.
How lovely. Is it possible to do an energy healing now?
Yeah.
I'd love one.
All right, so.
We've got about 15 minutes left.
Okay, so can I be candid? What I'm picking up with you right now? Or do you want me to do for the group? Or
no, just go ahead and pick up. Yeah, that's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, you want me to go there?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so one of the things is, you can validate it if it's right, but one of the things that's coming up very clearly is a deep sadness for how much work and effort there's been, and it's time for almost like a reciprocity. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So, and there's a lot of us are going through that. We've been working hard for a long time, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a very
yeah.
common theme for light workers. So let's have source identify that. So for anyone listening live now, or even in delayed playback, anyone in range of hearing at this now moment, whenever this now moment is, if you're willing, just first we'll listen to the words, if you want to participate, you can. The energy is coming from source. It's never limited to time or space. And just asking now for the words to give to those wanting to receive. And so this is what it is, to identify all frequencies, energies, and vibrations, beliefs and belief systems, thoughts and opinions, judgments, both conscious and unconscious, both known and unknown, from this lifetime and also every other, where you're just tired, fatigued, drained, exhausted, depleted, where you felt and or experienced this type of tired, fatigued, drained, exhausted, and especially where you feel like you've given it all, you've given your best, and there's just nothing left to give. Even if you know that's not your absolute truth, but you've ever felt it in this timeline now, moment, or any point in time and space, even in your past where you may have felt that, this lifetime and also of every other. So Divine Source, Creator, God of all that is, will now locate and identify all those energies, frequencies, and vibrations from within and around your body and being with your consent. And if you do so choose and allow, now would be the time to say yes, please, and yes, thank you. And as you do, you just breathe deep, long, slow, big breath, relax into it, and allow source to identify this for you now. I'm going to get out of the way, and you'll hear me make a funny noise, which is the energies moving and clearing. For a moment, there'll be silence. Yeah, okay, breathe. Deep, long, slow. If you're consenting, you say yes, please, yes, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
And as you breathe it, deep, long, slow, you're just going to notice with your mind. There it goes. Nice. Just a little bit more. Get out of the way here. Just a few moments of silence there. That's a nice shift. Now, as you're noticing, you're just noticing whatever you notice, even if you think it's nothing. And now we replace that which has been removed, cleared, and resolved, replace with divine source consciousness, the highest, clearest, purest, most infinite love, peace, consciousness, and understanding of your experience, that you'll feel understood, you'll understand that you are understood, you'll feel supported, you'll know that you are supported by this divine source within every cell of your body, and breathe, breathe and receive, and let it be done. You just notice. You just notice whatever you notice. Let it be done. It's so subtle. It's really subtle, and yet it's permanent. The consciousness, the gift of consciousness you receive in this now moment may not be readily apparent to you in this now moment. In fact, for few they ever are. That said, in the next now moment, or the few next now moments, you will come to see that your life, your reality has been forever shifted and changed. For the consciousness instilled within you and awakened from within you in this now moment will be forever yours, birthed within you, rebirthed within you, and transformed anew. Let it be done. It is done. So it is.
Thank you, Lori. What wonderful, beautiful gifts you've given everyone. Thank you so much.
I hope you feel a little everything lately.
I do. Yeah, I do feel better. Thank you. Yes. It's much. I feel really upbeat. I think energy's really good. I may not need any coffee now.
It's always subtle, but it also is quite profound in its own way. So, and the best thing about it is what I've learned from doing this work is that every time the healing is done, that's actually just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, I know for myself when I do it, I tend to just over time realize I'm a much happier, more fulfilled person. I'm much more able to be loving and kind and understanding for myself and others. And that's what it does for us. And then it starts to shift the whole of our reality, little by little, more and more.
Wow.
Yeah?
Wow. How did you start on your spiritual path, by the way? Was there one thing that happened or a series of things?
The biggest thing for me that happened was that my brother died of an unexpected drug overdose, and I started hearing him and seeing things from this realm that were just unmistakable. And the second biggest thing was that I had an induction experience while living in Maui. And I was literally, for lack of a better word, heard that word before, beamed or energetically brought onto a ship, and there were all kinds of beings there in different kinds of physical bodies, but it was more plasma state kind of, and I was given all kinds of energetic, what I would call downloads, activations, and attunements that didn't make sense to me at that time and took me years to integrate.
Were they benevolent?
Oh, absolutely. Totally benevolent. In fact, the moment I said, I want to go, I was sent back to my bedroom, which is where, it was really the porch, but I was taken from the porch, but I brought back into my bedroom. Yeah.
I think they were upgrading you and preparing you for your work now.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And in fact, I would ask, for a long time, I would ask things like, what was that? Like, what was all of that? And it was always, you'll know, let it integrate. You'll know when the time comes.
Wow, that's amazing. How long ago was that, by the way?
Well, that was while I was living in Maui, so I think from this point, it was probably about 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think I came back from Maui about 13 years ago.
Wow. Yeah. And you probably felt all that wonderful Lemurian energy out there, too.
Yeah. Well, I've always been connected to that mermaid, merpeople, Lemurian, water energy. I mean, even my astrology's got tons and tons of water. And I love the water. And I have had lots of experiences with dolphins and whales, like swimming with them and communicating. So, and the Lemurians have tons of that kind of watery energy. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've done like a lot of sacred journeys. And one of the things I do every year in August is I lead a sacred journey to Arkansas. And we actually go and we connect with the crystals. We do private digs and we pull crystals out of the earth. And we learn to communicate with the crystals, meditate with the crystals, and heal with the crystals and how to read them. And, you know, these crystals are storing up consciousness for us. Plus, they're helping us to activate, reattune, and realign with who we're truly meant to be. Yeah, you should come with us. I would love to have you with us.
Well, I love crystals, and I've heard lots of things about Arkansas crystals.
Oh, my God. They're just, the group last year, we did so much healing with these crystals, and we did so much meditation. You understand, the crystals are, of course, you know this, perfect, sacred geometrical patterns.
Mm-hmm.
When you start working with them, when you've got a perfect pattern in sacred geometry, it doesn't change your bed. It's mm-hmm. completely complete. When you start working with it, it's our body that starts to change and transform for that perfection. So they're morphing us to align and attune with this perfect, these perfect patterns. Plus, these crystals have codes in them. Since I've been working with the crystals, and even before that, I have discovered all these codes in our own DNA that restore our original divine blueprint. Now, those original divine blueprints within our own DNA do not, they're when they are reactivated and awakened within us, we restore ourselves to our ideal and optimal states of health and well-being. Aging starts to, we reverse aging, we begin to reverse aging naturally. We begin to eliminate and eradicate all disease in our bodies, physical, emotional, mental disease. That's the thing. Just all this stuff like gender confusion. We don't know, like, are we meant to have a penis? Should we cut it off? Like, this is just not a natural state of the original divine human
right.
blueprint.
Right, right.
Aging starts to eradicate and our set of disease starts to eradicate. And then other, like, the most amazing gifts, our gifts, are in our DNA. Our gifts of who we're meant to be,
wow.
how we're meant to serve and contribute to humanity, the solutions to all of Earth's so-called problems, they're stored up there within our DNA. And as we start awakening this within our DNA, these become revealed to us. We all know our mission, our service. That's all there. It's all there for us in the DNA.
Lori, you know, you have so many incredible gifts. Could you give out your website along with your bank account numbers and codes so people could get more information about you? Get the bank account. But your website?
Well, my website is lorispagna.com, and thanks for asking. It's LORISPAGNA. And for your community or anyone listening, I would love to offer them some amazing gifts. If they go to lorispagna.com/free gifts/DNA, they'll be able to get a gifted class on activating their DNA and a gifted healing on activating DNA. And if they go to lorispagna.com/free gifts/starseed, they'll get tons of amazing gifted content on starseeds and crystals and awakening.
You mean they don't have to wait till Christmas to get receive presents?
No, I'm the ultimate gift giver. You know, like, we're all the divine embodiment. We're all the Santa Claus in the sky in the physical form. They get lots of free gifts. They'll love that stuff.
Okay, great. So your real name is Miss Santa Claus.
That's one word. Yeah. But it's all at lorispagna.com. And I thank you so much, Ted. You're such a beautiful being. I know you have so much to offer. You've been such a wonderful communicator and radio show host. And I love your book.
Oh,
I love your book. I know. I actually gifted it to a friend who was supposed to give it back to me, and then I said, I want that book again. And then you sent it to me again as a gift.
Oh, good.
Talk about generosity. Well, thank you for that.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for having me so much. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So good to have you on today. Well, it's an amazing time here at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles, and if you are in the L.A. area, please come on down, meet Lori, meet all my other wonderful speakers that were on my show today. I'll be speaking tonight at 8 p.m. On Messages from the Masters. And, Lori, will you be speaking here as well?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually on Sunday. I'm on the Ascension panel. We have a great panel. Tomorrow night, I'm doing Sacred Key Codes and DNA Activations at Saturday at 8 p.m. And then again on Sunday. Oh, no, Saturday at 6 p.m., I think it is. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. And then Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 6.
Friends, we've run out of time, but I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. Next week, we'll have Simon Parks and Giuseppe Vitello from Italy on my show. Have a beautiful weekend, everyone. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.